infectivity, pathogenicity, and virulence. Infectivity is the ability of an infectious agent to invade, survive in, and multiply in a host. It may be expressed as follows. Pathogenicity refers to ability of an infectious agent to cause clinically apparent disease in infected hosts. It may be expressed as follows. Virulence is the degree of pathogenicity of an infectious agent. To describe it without relying on the above definition of pathogenicity, it may also be understood as the measure of a microbe's ability to invade and create disease in a host, determined by characteristics that relate to the favored site of invasion, disease induction, and avoidance of host resistance. It may be expressed as follows. There are several components of virulence that impact an organism's ability to infect individuals and cause disease. The first is how well the organism is able to survive the external environment when transiting between two hosts. This may be influenced by the specific makeup of cells and the capabilities of the organism. For example, some organisms are better suited to survive in either wet or dry conditions or may be able to use spores or endospores to survive hostile environments. The second element is how the organism is transmitted from one host to another. This may involve, among other methods, insect vectors that inject material from salivary glands or defecate into sites of penetration of host skin, survival on environmental surfaces, motile bacteria that travel through fluid, including, for instance, up a flowing stream of urine. No matter which method of transmission is used, once the microorganism reaches a favorable site, it must adhere to the structure in order to initiate an infection. Electrostatic negative charges on most bacteria favor adherence to human cells, and specific adhesins on bacterial surfaces favor attachment to sites of infection. Each step is followed by conformational changes in the virus coat or capsid to facilitate the next step. The binding of bacteria to foreign bodies, such as intravenous or indwelling urinary catheters, often involves a bacteria's secreted glycocalyx or formation of biofilms. Encapsulation also gives bacteria enhanced ability for surface attachment. Following successful attachment, the pathogen must be able to proliferate. Once proliferation has taken place locally, the same factors that increase virulence favor continued invasion and dissemination beyond the local site. In addition, other factors that help the organism evade immune response contribute to increased spread throughout the host system. These may include a rigid cell wall, which is a physical barrier to host defenses, cell surface components, other than capsules, that inhibit phagocytosis, the ability to alter its cell surface antigens and thus avoid host-created specific antibodies, deterrence to intracellular killing after phagocytosis. Certain bacteria also have the ability to produce exotoxins, which may greatly enhance virulence.